But we also discussed in more detail the toxicities and risks associated with consolidation docetaxel. Almost 30% of patients on the docetaxel arm required hospitalization, compared to about 8% on the observation arm during a comparable period of time. About 11% of patients on the docetaxel arm experienced febrile neutropenia.
And just to clarify, you were not using prophylactic growth factors in this situation?
Not with cycle one, but patients could certainly get it if they had a neutropenic event, or with cycles two and cycle three. And in fact, early on, it was apparent that there was toxicity, so I was encouraging sites to use growth factor support.
Overall, how many patients were treated with preemptive growth factor?
I don't know that off the top of my head.
It certainly seems that in clinical practice, that's what people are doing. I'm guessing that's what you've done in a non-protocol setting.
That's what I generally do. That's right. In addition to the hospitalizations and febrile neutropenia, 11% of the patients had a grade 3 or 4 infection on the docetaxel arm. We also demonstrated that consolidation docetaxel significantly increases the risk for grade 3 and 4 pneumonitis. It was about 11% overall. We reported about 9% on our trial, although an update's about 11%. Now, we have to remind ourselves what this means. Grade 3 pneumonitis means you require supplemental oxygen. Grade 4 means you require mechanical ventilation.
And it was 11% versus?
1.5% for the observation arm. In addition to that, we did report that 5.5% of patients on the docetaxel arm did have treatment-related death. That compared to no patients on the observation arm during a comparable period of time. We also had 1.5% of patients die during the initial cisplatin, etoposide, concurrent radiation. So if you take the entire regimen, that would mean 7% treatment-related death with this regimen. That may seem high, but when we look at the Southwest Oncology Group Phase 2 study, and when we look at the Southwest Oncology Group 0023 Phase 3 study, that's exactly what they found as well, a 7% treatment-related death rate with this regimen in total. And so we determined that there was no evidence that consolidation docetaxel after chemo radiation improves outcomes, but rather it does increase significantly risks to patients, including treatment-related death and serious toxicities such as febrile neutropenia, infections, as well as grade 3 and 4 pneumonitis, which is a serious complication. And my philosophy is that unless you have randomized data that demonstrates that what you're doing is effective for a patient when you're putting them at risk, I would not consider doing it. And we have randomized data to the contrary that shows that there was no difference in outcomes.